Imagine you're a child, and your parent and guardian, the ones that you'd expect to protect you from the horrors of this world, are the ones who actually abuse, torture, and eventually kill you. What's going on, everybody? My name is RJ.
And I'm Layla.
And we're the hosts here at Haunting Mysteries, Inc., where we cover everything that is true crime.
If you're new here, every Thursday, RJ and I take turns covering a true crime case the other one hasn't heard of.
That way, y'all get our genuine reactions and concerns. In today's episode, I will be covering the tragic case of Roman Lopez. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Before going into the details of this case, I would like to issue a trigger warning for graphic discussions, including adolescents. Also, if you are watching this episode on YouTube, we will be censoring some of the words. Roman Lopez was an 11-year-old boy, described by his loved ones as a loving, extroverted, and obsessed with dinosaurs. This all changed when his stepmom, Lindsay Piper, came into his life. Unfortunately, this is the limited information we have on who Roman Lopez was before his tragic death, making this a true crime case that truly sickens me. I just wish I was able to get to know more about who Roman was as a person and that we wouldn't have to discuss him under these circumstances. Roman Lopez went missing on January 11, 2020, in Placerville, California. But just as soon as Roman went missing, his family and neighbors sprang into action, putting up flyers and hand-drawn posters on telephone poles, driving the streets, calling out for young Roman, and searching the night in the hopes they would come across Roman Lopez alive. The police were searching too. And when they started their investigation, they began at the place where Roman first went missing, his home where he lived, with his stepmom Lindsay Piper and his father Jordan Piper. During their initial visit, the police weren't able to locate Roman, but on their second attempt, their search provided a different result. Roman's lifeless body was discovered in the family's basement on January 11th, 2020, hidden in a storage bin the same day his body was reported missing.
That's so sad.
Right?
Poor thing.
After authorities found Roman's body deceased in their home, authorities deemed the child's death suspicious. Jordan and Lindsay Piper, Roman's dad and stepmom, initially acted completely ignorant to the press when asked what happened to their son, Roman. And I quote, "We have no idea what happened, where they found him, what the autopsy and report said, if that's even done, any suspects, nothing. We have nothing." Jordan Piper told the Sacramento Bee in an exclusive interview that aired on February 4th, 2021. An autopsy would eventually show that Roman had been severely malnourished and dehydrated until he died. 2 years prior to Roman's death, medical records stated that Roman weighed 61 pounds, but sadly Roman weighed only 42 pounds at the time of his death. These 2018 medical records are the last of any records that prove Roman was seen by a doctor. So to put this into perspective, the amount of growth the average child gains between the ages of 9 and 11 is around 6 to 7 pounds and a little over 2 inches in height per year. Now, based on that information, Roman should have weighed around 75 pounds at the time of his death, instead of the staggeringly low 42 pounds he weighed, which is 56% less than what he should have actually weighed.
That's terrible.
That's a whole kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
In addition to Roman being intentionally starved, Roman was routinely beaten and restrained to his bed at night with zip ties.
Mm-mm. Mind, like everyone, remember, we're talking about an 11-year-old. So just completely defenseless in the arms of not one, but two monsters, one being biologically related to them. What are you supposed to do?
He weighs 42 pounds.
That's what I'm saying.
I would assume that's what even a child has to be in a car seat at a certain weight. He probably even fit that description because of his weight.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it really depicts the evil of this world, because you're a grown adult. Both of them are grown adults. And instead of protecting him from the evilness of his new wife, he just found a perfectly evil and sick partner for himself to continue torturing
his own son. I just don't get it. Now, y'all might be wondering how the school and teachers were unaware of this abuse. And the answer is that Lindsay Piper, Roman's stepmom, went as far as taking them out of public schooling to homeschool her children to hide the abuse. To try and make sense as to why Roman was found dead in their basement just hours after Roman was reported missing, Jordan and Lindsay Piper told the newspaper a story about how Roman loved to hide throughout their house, as if like he got lost and then just automatically like passed away in their home, or he like put himself in the bag. Like, what are they, like, how stupid do they think people are? Which eventually everyone saw right through, because the very next day, Jordan and Lindsay Piper were initially charged.
We're at the Arnold Middlemont Lodge, a quiet outdoorsy place to get a room that was surrounded by police just 24 hours ago. A clerk here tells us that the Pipers were arrested here the same day they checked in, and the arrest was so fast, their truck is still left behind. Jordan and Lindsay Piper tracked down hours away from where they now sit in jail. A clerk says they left many of their belongings in their room. That clerk gives us this timeline. The Pipers checked in at Arnold Meadowmont Lodge early Wednesday morning, and that evening they were arrested. The clerk says it's possible Jordan Piper came to the lodge earlier this week, telling CBS 13 a man was caught scoping out and creeping around the hotel on Monday. The clerk said this man demanded a room for cash, but the lodge only accepts credit cards. This man became violent, and the clerk says he had to lock him out of the office. Meanwhile, the family of Roman Lopez is finally getting answers 1 year after his death.
Now, there are quite a few different charges they received together and separately, so I'm going to break those down really quick. The couple was arrested and charged with torture and child abuse due to Roman's death in February 2021. Jordan Piper, Roman's father, was accused of willfully failing to provide food and water, while Lindsay Piper, Roman's stepmother, was accused of poisoning Roman. The couple was charged with the murder of Roman Anthony Lopez in October 2021, which was 8 months after they got their initial charges for torture and abuse. At first, Jordan Piper, Roman's dad, and Roman's stepmother, Lindsay Piper, claimed they were innocent and pleaded not guilty to multiple crimes connected to Roman's death. However, this soon changed. Lindsay Piper's, the stepmom's, criminal complaint alleged that, and I quote, Lindsay Marie Piper willfully and unlawfully mingled a poison and harmful substance with food, drink, medicine, and pharmaceutical product. Do you know what a criminal complaint is?
No, I don't.
Check one for me.
You want to explain that?
Oh, I'm doing the check one for me thing because there are very few times in my life, especially when it comes to true crime, but in general, but true crime specifically for sure, that I'm able to surprise Layla or bring something up that she has no idea of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm taking that as a W for me. In the simplest way I can describe this, a criminal complaint is a formal legal document filed by a prosecutor or a law enforcement agency alleging that a person or entity has committed a crime. It outlines the specific charges against the accused and serves as the basis for initiating criminal proceedings in court.
Okay. That makes sense. That's cool.
Yeah. I had no idea what that was, so yeah. I, of course, I had to research it too. Lindsay Piper, Roman's stepmom, would later change her plea in May 2022 from not guilty to no contest on one charge of second-degree murder. In July 2022, Lindsay would be sentenced to the maximum sentence for a conviction of second-degree murder in California, which is 15 years to life in prison.
The stepmother of Roman Lopez was sentenced in El Dorado County today. Lindsay Piper was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 15 years. Piper and her husband, Jordan Piper, are both charged in the death of the 11-year-old. Roman was reported missing in January of 2020 before his body was found in the basement of their home.
Judge Vicki Ashworth scolded Lindsay just before sentencing her, saying Lindsay, and I quote, didn't deserve to be Roman's stepmother, quite frankly, and the court can think of no more evil person than that. In comments supported by Sacramento CBS affiliate COVR, which is another news TV station. In late October 2023, Jordan Piper, Roman's dad, admitted to his actions that led to Roman's death and changed his plea from not guilty to guilty to take a plea deal for one count of second-degree murder. According to the El Dorado County District Attorney's Office, Jordan was convicted that same day in the El Dorado County Superior Court. Jordan was originally set to be sentenced in November 2023, but quote-unquote problems with a Zoom call prevented the original sentencing date from happening, according to Sacramento NBC affiliate KCRA.
Anticipation inside this El Dorado County courtroom today. Loved ones of 11-year-old Roman Lopez on Zoom, waiting to see a years-long case come to a close. Lopez's father, Jordan Piper, was supposed to be sentenced in connection to his son's killing today, but he never showed up on the Zoom call.
The defense attorney, Tasha Chalfant, said that Jordan was being held by the Bureau of Prisons in Oklahoma, awaiting his sentencing hearing, which was going to be held via Zoom, and that the person assigned to Jordan said he would be gone the week of the Zoom meeting, but that his partner would handle it. Tasha said she sent them all the information they needed to have the sentencing hearing Zoom call occur as scheduled, but giggled while saying that she thinks the holiday week affected the outcome and that no one is avoiding anything.
Giggled?
Giggled. That's the best way I could describe her emotion right there, was giggled.
So absolutely. I mean, what do you expect from a defense attorney who is trying to get a lesser sentence for someone who abuses their child? So I guess that doesn't surprise me.
I guess I shouldn't either. Which aggravates me, her emotions of giggling and stuff like that, because the mourning family members and loved ones of Roman, who were visibly crying and upset because the sentencing hearing was postponed, isn't funny at all. And she should remember to be professional at all times because she never knows who's going to be affected by her actions.
Yeah, I mean, treat it the way you would want it treated if it was your child or right? Your family's child or someone, you know, that you love.
Common sense.
Just a little bit of respect.
Common sense.
Yeah.
And I go on to say, which I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, these are real people with real lives that are affected in negative ways. They aren't just numbers or statistics. They deserve respect and compassion, and they need to be treated as such.
Agreed.
Goes on without saying.
Yeah.
Simple. I don't know who this defense attorney Tasha Chalfant is personally, but watch the video, I would love for you to watch it, of her being interviewed, and tell me she doesn't rub you the wrong way. She seems super arrogant and full of herself in an extremely negative way.
Defense attorney Tasha Chalfant says Piper is currently being held by the Bureau of Prisons in Oklahoma.
I spoke with that person who was assigned to him, who said he would be gone this week, but he was having his counterpart handle all of his caseload, and I forwarded them everything that they needed to have this occur today. So it seems to be that the holiday week may be part of our issue here. No one seemed to be intentionally avoiding this. I spoke with my client this morning. He was anxious to get this to occur today.
Behind all the red tape and unanswered calls from that federal facility are Roman's loved ones, who we could see visibly upset and crying on this courtroom Zoom call when they learned the sentencing would be postponed.
Jay Lydon, the El Dorado Deputy District Attorney, would go on to clarify why they waited for Jordan Piper to participate in the Zoom call, and I quote, "The court could have just taken their statements without Mr. Piper present. But the point of it being that he hears what his actions did, how his actions impacted these various victims' lives, and so of course they're emotional, but I'm positive that they would rather say the things that they have to say to him than to the judge." Meaning that the deputy district attorney believes the family should have the right to share how they were affected by the crimes directly to Jordan Piper instead of just the judge.
I agree.
Of course.
Because it's part of the healing process. It's kind of like the closing statements it's the victim statements during the whole processing.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, and so you get to every emotion you have when it comes to whether it's hate, forgiveness, or anything, you get that chance to look that person in the eyes and tell them exactly how you feel.
At the very least, they deserve that.
Yeah, and that's been proven through psychology that at the very littlest amount can help you have some closure, because you got to get off those things. Wait, I'm sorry. You got to get those things off of your chest.
There you go.
My gosh. Yeah.
During the sentencing hearing, Judge Vicki Ashworth scolded Jordan, saying that it was his job to make Roman into a man. And in her words, and I quote, "You absolutely, utterly, and completely not only failed in that respect, but it was at your hands that he was abused to the point where he had bruises on his wrists from being zip-tied to his bed. He was zip-tied at times in the closet, was given an overamount of sodium or salt in his diet, and forced to wear diapers at the age of 11 years old, the Bee reported. So I'm assuming that they literally, instead of like let him go to the bathroom, just let him do all his business in a diaper at 11 years old.
That's so sad.
My mind just goes off, like thinking about what happened to this poor kid. And it drives me nuts.
And then on top of that, the purposely giving them so much sodium to further dehydrate the body when he's already dehydrated from not getting water or food. I can't believe people like this exist, dude.
And like you said, it's his own kid. And like, even if it's not your own kid, you literally want to do this to a kid, making him half the weight, like literally half the weight he's supposed to be, for what?
It's just so upsetting because, I mean, I don't think there needs to be an explanation as to why it's so upsetting. It's just, it's almost unbelievable. Like when you're telling me this case, I feel like I'm watching a horror movie where I'm just going to wake up or stop watching it and then it's done, you know? But instead, it's our reality, and some people in this world are like that.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's again, just because we can't imagine it doesn't mean that it's not a monster out there that can do it. And it's not, like you said, it's not just a movie. It's people actually go through this.
Yeah.
It sucks. In a witness impact statement, one of Roman's friends alleged that Jordan Piper, Roman's father, abused Roman for years before Roman died. I believe that Roman's friend was around the same age as Roman, so it makes sense why he or she didn't tell anyone about the abuse, because maybe they were scared too. Maybe they didn't want Roman to get into trouble. We'll never know. But I just wanted to say, if anyone believes that a child or person is being abused, especially with solid evidence, please let the authorities know, because maybe you can save a life.
Or contact Child Protective Services just to do a home check. A
follow-up, yeah. Anything, because you just never know, because it's better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Although that can be kind of tricky, though, because sometimes the abuser, if help is called, can retaliate.
And be more mad or more abusive. Man, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it's very tricky.
Back at the sentencing hearing, Judge Vicki Ashworth would continue to scold Jordan, saying, and I quote, "It wasn't as if he was a human being to yourself and Miss Piper, but rather an object and nothing more, an inconvenience, if you will."
Yeah,
clearly. I like this judge. This judge gets after him.
Me too.
After the hearing, Deputy District Attorney Jay Lydon said, and I quote, "It was a strategic decision. You balance things. You want to get closure. You want justice. Some of y'all may be wondering at this point where Roman Lopez's mother was during all of this. Roman Lopez's actual mother, Rochelle Lopez, who was a soldier, was deployed to Iraq when Roman was 14 months old. When she returned home from battle, she struggled with heart problems, anxiety, and addiction to pain medications. Rochelle tried her best to gain custody of Roman. In fact, she fought a 2-year custody battle that unfortunately didn't end in either Roman or Rochelle's favor. I couldn't find why. However, I assume it's due to her addiction and her anxiety struggles that may have deemed her as an unsuitable guardian. Rochelle sadly died at the age of 34 in 2021 after Roman was killed, and she found out the tragic news via a news article. Her cause of death was undisclosed. At the time of her death, she hadn't seen Roman in 2 years after a custody agreement fell through."
I just want to say real quick, for all the veterans, for all active military soldiers and veterans, thank you for your services. And I'm so sorry that despite everything y'all go through to protect our country, protect our people, that you don't come back to all the benefits and respect that you deserve to come back to.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to leave that message because RJ and I are very thankful and respectful and proud of the services.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything she just said. And without y'all, we wouldn't be able to have the freedoms that we have today. So
yeah,
I really do appreciate
forget
it.
That. And I think that that's such a slap in the face for everything that y'all do 100%. And your families put up with and your loved ones go through.
Yeah, thanks again. We really do appreciate y'all. Now let's get back to one of the main monsters in today's episode, Jordan Piper, Roman's dad. Jordan Piper, Roman's dad, changed his plea one day after he was sentenced for the murder of his son to another 15 years in a federal child sexual exploitation case for making, quote, surreptitious recordings of a girl that was under the age of 18. Jordan was charged by federal prosecutors for that offense in June 2022. Do you know?
I was about to ask what that means.
Do you know what surreptitious recordings are?
No.
I'm 2 for 2 so far.
Yeah.
And you knew I looked it up because I knew you were going to ask. Surreptitious recordings are leaving an unattended camera or recording device on private property without the full and informed consent of the occupiers or their agent, and includes the use of long lenses. It also includes recording telephone conversations without the knowledge of the other party, or deliberately continuing a recording when the other party thinks that it has come to an end. Basically, it's illegal to record someone without them knowing.
So he's just recording minors?
Yes.
Without their consent?
Yes.
For his own disgusting personal use?
Yes.
Okay. That answers a lot of questions as to why he didn't give a damn about his own child, but okay.
Yeah, it's almost like at that point they're just objects.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even.
Well, like the judge said. Yeah.
Yeah. The two cases are unrelated, but the child sexual exploitation investigation was discovered because of the murder investigation of his son, Roman.
That's amazing, though.
So the only positive I can see is when Roman passed away, at least he brought to light this.
Yeah.
But man, that sacrifice, you know, it sucks.
Yeah. I agree.
At the time of Roman's death, the exploited girl was living in Placerville, California, with the Pipers and 7 other children whose ages range from 1 to 17 years old. Mm. 4 of those children were Lindsay's biological children, and 3 were 8-year-old Mariah, 4-year-old Cindy, and 3-year-old Lucas, who weren't her children but were supposed to be under the care of Jordan and Lindsay Piper at the time of Roman's death. While investigating Roman's murder, the Placerville Police Department seized multiple digital devices from the Piper's residence. The authorities discovered child sexual abuse materials produced between October 2019 and January 2020 in Tulare and El Dorado counties. Federal agents would go on to state in a criminal complaint that around 433 nude images of minor victim 1 were found on Jordan Piper's cell phone in the cache and screenshot sections of the phone, as well as cache folders and screenshot folders in a secure folder on the phone. Many of those images created by Jordan Piper were focus shots of minor victim 1's private areas. In addition, the video camera was placed in a way to maximize the chances of recording the privates of minor victim 1 and other users of the bathroom.
Dude, that's so disgusting.
I have no words.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just move on because that's so gross.
I have no words. Several requests were made by family and friends of Roman that Judge Vicki Ashworth ruled that Jordan, Roman's dad, should serve consecutive 15-year terms instead of concurrent. Judge Vicki Ashworth said she was unable to do that per the terms of Jordan's plea agreement. Jordan Piper's murder sentencing will be served concurrently with his sex crime sentence, which means that instead of Jordan serving 30 years, they're letting him serve both 15-year sentences at the same time.
No, you're lying.
I had to look this up.
Wait, so instead of them getting charged, okay, so instead of it being 2 different offenses, the 15 and the 15, one for the death of his son and the other for the, you know, the child stuff. He's just going to serve 15 for all of it together?
That's what that means.
But why?
I go into it. I had to look up the differences between consecutive and concurrent sentencing because, again, I'm a rookie, right? Still learning things. But I had to stop for a second and gather myself because I was livid that this is an actual thing. The fact that you can do 2 or more separate crimes and do time for all of them at the same time is absolutely ridiculous to me. Like, what is wrong with our judicial system? How is this okay?
Well, that's different per state, because I know there's different states who don't allow that. But California, I'm sorry, I know you're from California, but California has one of the most whacked out judicial systems that I've ever heard of. Like, they let a lot of people. I'm just going to, whatever.
Yeah, no, I just, I'm right there with you, especially with this. This is ridiculous. I go on to say, aren't they smart enough to realize that doesn't make sense? I can do this and that, but only be charged for this? Please, someone tell me how that makes sense. Due to the sentencing terms, Deputy District Attorney Jay Lydon said, there's no amount of days, there's no amount of years that's going to balance the scales. So it was very emotional in the courtroom.
15 more years would have freaking balanced it a little bit more.
This bothers me. Jay Lydon was then asked by a reporter if he thinks that Jordan, Roman's dad, would ever see the light of day, and he responded, and I quote, I hope not. I genuinely hope not. He doesn't deserve it. So I like this guy. I like him a lot.
Yeah, but that's such a silly question.
Yeah, like, why would you?
He's 15. He's in there for 15 years. And what, he's like, how old is he? Like 34, 40 something?
Yeah, he obviously would be able to get out and like be all right.
So it's like the only way he's not going to be released. That's even if he serves the 15 sentence.
Yeah, gets out early for good behavior or whatever crap they can come up with.
So please, 15 years is such a slap in the face of
poor Raymond.
All of the victims, like Roman.
Yeah. And it's almost like when they say stuff like this, they're trying to make the law not look bad. Like, it seems so fake because there's no way that, you know, anyone's going to tell me that if this happened to his kid, he'd be like, justice was served.
No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
But I think obviously if you're the lawyer to a certain degree, if you're dealing with like your firm or something, you're going to try to make it look as good as possible.
Yeah, either way, right?
For like, I'm assuming like the politics that go in within their careers.
Yeah, because again, he's the district attorney, so like he's not even for the defendant at this point.
Yeah,
it looks like he's just trying to save face for like their branch, if you will, or whatever, you know, their firm or whatever.
Yeah.
Judge Vicki Ashworth addressed Jordan Piper, Raymond's dad, before the conclusion of the sentencing hearing, saying that the court would not share parting words of good luck and offer hope that he can be rehabilitated. Instead, she said it is her hope that he thinks of Roman every single day he's in custody. And I quote, I hope that his memory quite frankly haunts you. I love this judge. This judge is cool.
Yeah.
CBS News reported that Aaron Rice, a friend of Roman's mother, said at the hearing, and I quote, he's a monster. He's manipulative and he's selfish. He's a shell of a man with no moral compass or values. He knew what he was doing was wrong and did it anyway for years and did nothing to stop it, which I completely agree with again.
Yeah. That's the mom's friend, right?
The mom's friend, correct.
Okay.
Which I all agree with. But again, somehow, someone always has to say something that I don't fully agree with, and I have to say something, and I assume that you're going to agree with me as well. El Dorado County District Attorney Vern Pearson said, justice has been served for Roman. Both his father and stepmother are now being held accountable for their incomprehensible cruelty, abuse, and death of their child, and will spend a very long time behind bars. I do not think that justice was served for Roman. I don't think that either of them deserves just a sentence of 15 years, even though that's the maximum sentence, because they literally tortured and killed a child, and that's only worth 15 years of their lives.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Because, I mean, given our past conversation, you know that I already agree with you on that point of view. But I did forget to ask you, the other children that were living there with them, the four that belonged to Lindsay and the three that they were supposed to be taking care of, were they all abused as well?
Yeah, they would go on to say that there was always some form of torture being done to at least one child at all times. Like, they were always...
Okay, so they were fully in rotation.
There was also an article saying something like they weren't getting the proper education even at home when getting homeschooled.
Well, of course
they
not.
Were being like neglected and weren't getting like taught anything.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense coming from them.
So Roman.
Okay, I was trying to verify if there was a particular resentment that they had towards
Roman in general.
Roman in general, due to the fact that he was from Lindsay's new husband's previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Cinderella. effect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But given that you stated even her own children were in that rotation, then they were just, they didn't care about any children whatsoever.
No, and again, I don't know if anyone got it as bad as Roman, because I remember there was like some of the children were talking about it, and it sounded like Roman got the worst of it though.
Yeah, okay.
Roman was 11 years old and tortured for around, or at least 2 years of his life, which is around a fifth of his life that we know of, and that's only worth 15 years.
He said he was tortured for 2 years?
At least.
So the 2 years that he wasn't able to see his mother before she died.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes so much sense why it was those 2 years specifically.
Because she would have noticed.
And being that she was in the army and stuff, she probably would have handled that.
Yeah, so she would have noticed. So they waited for like those 2 years where she would have no contact with her son. Or they were the reason.
That's wild.
Or they were the reason that she didn't have contact with the son.
That's so wild.
Mm-hmm.
Because what if that was also a reason why, what if Roman was telling her, hey, they're doing some type of things to me that, you know, shouldn't be done to me. And then once that happened, that's when they were like, boom, we're pulling you away from your mom.
I don't think so. Because I think given how much she fought for her son, I think that if there was any inkling, is that correct word?
Yeah, you're using it right. There you go.
That her son was going through this, I don't think she would have let it slide, given that she fought and fought and fought for custody of him for 2 years.
Yeah, you're right. Either way, though, that timeline that you just put in my head, that makes so much sense.
Yeah. But anyway, is there anything else?
That's all for me. Do you have any questions regarding this episode?
No, thanks to my awful bad habit of always interrupting your episodes, I think that I typically always get what I have to say off my chest within the episode, which I'm sure our audience hates. But I think I've said my piece in this case.
And you know what? You are mean, mister. Let me tell you why. Because you don't let me do that.
No, I don't. I'm so strict with you doing that. But I'm a hypocrite because I definitely do that to you.
Yeah, you were cutting me off today. Yeah, like you were late for work.
Yeah, late for work.
Get it? Like cutting me off while you're driving?
Oh. Da-dum-tch. I'm leaving that in so you can just sit in that awful joke in public.
I think you can
I'm
read
public,
it.
I'm publicly shaming you.
I think you read on my face that I was like, yeah.
Anyway, no, I think I've said everything I've had to say within you talking.
Yeah, within this episode as well. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you ready to go into the announcements and the goodbyes?
Let's wrap it up.
Let's do it. Please, before you go, don't forget to leave a quick review, even if it's just hitting the stars, 5 stars, or writing a nice message, which would even be more appreciated, but everything is appreciated. And lastly, please don't forget to share our podcast episode with one of your friends, just one of your friends before you go. And yeah, besides that, we will see y'all next Thursday. And as you already know, since he hosted this episode, your favorite host will be taking over next Thursday, me. And yeah, we'll see y'all next Thursday.
Peace.
Bye.